Good evening, Hutch Samath.
Hutch Samath, good evening. Hi, Master.
Good evening, Hutch Samath.
Good evening, Hutch Samath.
I hope you're both well.
Yes, we are, and I say I am. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Do you remember what was the last verse we did? Was it 166 or 167?
Yeah, I have one on 169.
That's the reason. Okay.
Because we talked about the word crocodiles in 168, because I remember making the comment.
Right, I remember that. Now that you brought it up, thank you. That's what was confusing me. So we'll start with 169 in section 40. L'shem yisud kudsha b'richu ish kintei b'shilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu li'akta Hashem yud-hei b'vav-hei b'yichuda shilin b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'nenei. Wait, call nefesh, achaya, haro, meset, ileninun, Yisrael, deinun, nefesh, vadai, dehahu, haichaya, vikrun, goy, echad, baretz, asher, tsartu, hamayim, leminehem, Ve'inun nishtadlim ve'oraita ve'et koloch kanaf leminehu ilen sadikaya yo ivchon ugin kachinun nefesh chaya dalet aleph ve'et koloch kanaf kidka itmar ilen Inun Shaluhe Alma. The words and every living creature, the Hebrew Nefesh Chaya, that moves, refer to the creation of the Nefesh of Israel, who are surely the Nefesh of Chaya, which is the Nukva of Zeranpin. This is certain, because the entirety of the world of Atzilut is considered the light of Chaya. They are therefore called one nation in the earth. The words which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind refer to those who occupy themselves with Torah. Water always alludes to Torah, and whoever occupies himself with her merits, the Nefesh of Chaya. And he who does not occupy himself always with Torah does not have a holy nefesh. The words in every winged fowl after its kind allude to the righteous among them. Among those who occupy themselves with Torah, and for this reason, for being righteous, they merit the nefesh of Chaya. According to another interpretation, the words every winged fowl refers to the angels, worldly messengers, of whom we have already spoken. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What's Nefesh?
Nefesh is the lowest level of soul. Any comments?
And that would include children?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, to me, I see different metaphors for people who study Torah.
But it's referring to that in order to study Torah, someone has to have grown spiritually to the point where they've corrected all five levels of their neshama. in order to receive the nefesh of Chaya, the level of soul called Chaya, to receive that lowest level of Chaya, they have to have corrected all of their neshama. Then they can study Torah. But of course, it's not talking about just the simple study, the lower three levels of the Garden of Torah. It's talking about the Sod. At least that's my opinion. Or maybe it's referring to the true study of Torah as opposed to the lower level studies of Torah.
Now, Torah was brought by Moses?
Yes.
All of it.
All of it.
And would you say Torah is law?
Some people call it law. Other people recognize it as recommendations. Because if it's law, it takes away free choice. I'm going to start reading 170 now.
Okay.
Unless there's another comment. Amar Rabbi Abba, Nefesh Chaya Inun Yisrael, Begin de Inun B'nei de Kutcha Berichu, V'nish Matchon Kadishin, Minei Yad Yan, Nafshan Di Shar Amin, A'akom Me'an Atar, Hu Amar Rabbi Elazar, Meinun sitre shemala din sa'avelon idlon nishmatin ugin kach kolo mesavin umsavin leman dekarav pachadayu. Rabbi Abba said that the words living creatures refer to Israel because they are children of the Holy One, blessed be He, from whom their holy souls originate. He asked, from where do the souls of idolatrous nations originate? And Rabbi Elazar said, their souls come from the forces of the left who defile them. Therefore, they are all impure and convey impurity to those who come close to them. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm a little soft.
Go ahead, Hannah.
I just said I'm a little shocked.
You're shocked?
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that. I also was shocked reading this. I had heard this in a Kabbalistic lecture that it was never explained. What I heard was that the souls of the other nations come from the level of Briah, whereas the souls of the children of Israel come from Matzilut. That's what the teacher said in his lecture. But he would not go into any details to explain that. And here the verse is giving us the clarity of what it is. The souls of everyone, the children of Israel and the non-children from the other nations, the souls are pure. But depending on the paths that they take, and initially everyone was a pagan, everyone was an idol worshiper, depending on those paths, they were at lower, at a certain level of consciousness. But as people made choices and people were born, meaning that they'd followed their paths, they'd followed their choices, they elevated themselves spiritually, and as they elevated themselves spiritually, they moved up to the level of called living creatures, Chaya. And those who didn't make those choices elevated to a level lower than that. That's really what it's being said here. It's not saying that they're, that the children from the other nations are less than. They're okay. saying that the choices that people made elevate them because they cleanse themselves. They work on themselves spiritually.
They cleanse themselves particularly.
Correct. Is that helpful for you, Hannah?
Yes, it is. And I was thinking in terms of converts, too. You know, you come into the world and you're one of the nations and you struggle with where you were born and what you were taught, and you come over to belief that Hashem is the ultimate sovereign. So does that mean then that you've moved to another level?
Yes.
And what happens to you in your next Yogalim, if you want?
You'll be born into a Jewish family, to a family from the children of Israel. Because a convert in this physical world has made the choice to return or to elevate to that level that's more pure, more clean, more cleansed.
Hopefully, you know, a good.
You know, when a convert goes through the mikveh, they receive an additional soul, correct?
I wasn't taught that. You told me that, but I was taught that you were a new person. But I know in a conversation, you know, years ago, you and I told you, I think you told me that it was just an additional soul.
Whether you call it a new person or an additional soul, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
You come to a different level.
We have one soul for everybody. One spirit. Same. They're synonyms.
We agree, but in this particular discussion, we are recognizing that not everybody has reached that level of one soul. And as you progress spiritually, level by level, that's what we're talking about, the process of growth. Yes, we are all one soul. That's what I said as I was describing this idea that every soul is pure and clean and all one soul. But through choices that people made in the physical world, those choices brought people to different levels. And then they progress back to return to the level of one soul. Verse 171. So say Haaretz Nefesh Chaya Wegomer Kol Hon She'ar Chevan Acharanin Kol Chad V'chad Kefum Zineya V'yamar Rabbi Elazar Hai Messiah Lama V'yamaran Nefesh Chaya Ilein Yisrael Dinun Nefesh Chaya Kadisha Ila'a Behema Waremez Bechaito Aretz Eretz Ilein Sha'ar Ami A'akom Delav Inun Nefesh Chaya Ayelah Kitka Amaran. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. These words refer to the rest of Chayot, apart from Israel. Each and every one receives according to its kind. Rabbi Elazar added, this supports our statement that living soul refers to Israel, who are holy, supernal living beings, living souls. The words cattle and creeping things and chayot of the earth refer to the idolatrous nations, which are not living souls. Rather, they are, as we have said, drawn from the forces of the left, which defile them. Questions, comments, thoughts?
And that's why we are so hated, because we think we know better.
Well, that's not why we're hated, but that
I think,
is...
why are you the chosen people? You don't know how many people tell me that, even practitioners. They say, I hate you, because they think they're better than
you. But that's because you don't understand the translation. Chosen is a corruption. And just the actual translation should be, you are the people of the three-column system. Of the three-column system. It's a totally different understanding.
Could it not also be referring to after the flood? You know, that the generation of the flood were reincarnated as cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth and have to begin working up again.
Correct.
Well, that was in our lesson too.
But that those were the choices that people made that brought them to the lower levels.
Right.
That the flood was really to get rid of the children of the giants that came on earth and mated with the daughters of...
No. Wasn't to get rid of them. Those were just part of the cleansing that was needed. But the flood came to cleanse the negative actions of humanity that impacted the earth. So the flood came to cleanse the earth, and in the process, to create the effect of the people's actions that. Essentially, they were ordained to die. And they were ordained to die in this way because they wouldn't learn truth through the study and by listening to Noah. So that was the effect, was they had to be cleansed in that way. But that's essentially the actions and the statements. But it's the same idea. The word cattle and the word creeping things and the animals of the earth, which is what coyote would be translated as, it refers to people who made choices, made actions, chosen to follow a path that brought them to lower themselves spiritually. And so they became the children of the idolatrous nations. Whereas Noah and his three children were following the proper course as directed by the Creator, and so they therefore were protected by going into the ark. Mm-hmm. Is it clear?
Yes. It also makes me think, you know, when I was young, I used to always feel like I was different from everybody else. But, you know, I never associated it with, I'm going to say religion, spirituality, I guess. I just always felt like I was different.
Understand.
But I didn't know what I was different or why I was different, you know. It was just that inner consciousness.
It's like people who have experience of psychic abilities, either astral travel or telepathy or visions, many different kinds of psychic abilities. They feel they're different. They learn that other people cannot do this, but they never learn what is the purpose of that psychic ability. They can't differentiate between different auras. The colors change. They don't understand what the meaning of those color changes are. That's where the wisdom of Kabbalah comes, because it teaches people to have psychic abilities, but then it also teaches them the meaning behind the psychic abilities and how to differentiate what the psychic abilities are telling you at that any given moment. It's the same idea of feeling different, but without understanding why you're different. I'm going to read section 41 because it's only one verse, and that's 172. Na'ase Adam b'tzalmenu, kidnutenu de'itkalel, b'shit sitrin kalel mikola, kegavna dilela, b'shaefe mitachnam, b'raza dehachmata, kidka yaut, kola tikuna ila'a. Naase Adam Raza, Dekarvanukva Kola, Behachmeta Kadisha, Ila Abitsalmenu, Kidmutenu Leishtachlala, Dabeda Lemechewe, Uyehida Bealma. Shalit al kola. The words, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness," indicate that man was made of the six directions that comprise all. That is, Chachma and Chasadim, after the supernal image. Limbs are structured according to secret wisdom, according to the supernal structure. The words, "Let us make man," refer to the secret of male and female, made according to the holy supernal wisdom. All was done so that man could receive supernal and holy wisdom. And since wisdom can only be drawn through the Nukva, man was created male and female. In the verse, "In our image and in our likeness," in which image is the mochin of male, and likeness is the mochin of female. They will construct each other, making man unique and fit to rule the world. Questions? Comments?
Well, when you talk to look at it, that man is created spiritually because God is spirit, and the male and female are the qualities of God who are strength and tenderness. That's the male and female. It has to be translated into ideas. It doesn't stay as math.
Understand the teachings, and we've had discussions, but as part of what I want to go on the recording, I'm not going to go into it to mm-hmm. explain it. You know.
That it's all spiritual. Nothing material. Because God is spirit.
God is spirit.
So after this image
and
likeness,
spirit wants to be revealed. And that essence of wanting to be revealed created man. And man was created male and female. And here you're having an explanation for why male and female were created. It's one explanation. There are many others. But you haven't addressed what's being addressed in this verse by what you've said.
Everything is created in man.
Everything is created in man except what man will co-create with Hashem to create perfection. Man has a job in this world, which is to cleanse this world, elevate the sparks of this world. And that whole understanding is not part of what you've been taught. Does anybody else have anything they want to comment on this verse?
I'm thinking of always how there always seems to be a link to whatever we're studying, no matter which book it is, with, say, the message of the day, and seeing the words, man was composed of the six directions, and of course we waive the lulav at the six directions. So is that a link to Sukkot here as well?
It's a hint to Sukkot, yes. But it's also, what are the six directions? There's actually 12 directions.
Okay.
Because if you have a line, there's two ends to the line. The beginning and the end, or the left or the right, depending on how you want to define the ends of the line. But every line has two ends. And so when you think about that, so you have a direction east, but west is the opposite side of that. You have a direction north, but south is the opposite of that. Now you have six directions, but the direction north has two ends, because if you start from a middle point, and you draw a line north, the middle point is the end, isn't it? But there's another end that is called north. So this is another way of explaining why there are 12 tribes. And then Rabbi Ashlag is saying the six directions that comprise all, that is Chachma and Chasadim, which is wisdom and love. How do you get six directions out of Chachma and love, out of wisdom and love? And that takes some contemplation.
How about Alpha and Omega, first and I'm left? Which
one? Those are the two ends, the beginning and the end, yes. But how do you get six directions out of those two?
I don't know why.
Because that's the teaching in this verse.
That there are six directions.
Hello?
That there are six directions.
Hi.
Hey.
We're in the middle of a class, but you're welcome to join it.
Sorry, I just wanted to check something.
Well, you're in the middle. That's interrupting.
I just finished making this.
Thank you.
That's it. I wanted to jump in. All right, sorry.
So I was explaining that Chachma and Chasadim, wisdom and love, represent six ends. That's what the verse is teaching us. But how you understand that, how you grow to that understanding, that takes contemplation. Chachma clearly has two ends, and love has two ends. But where do the other two ends come from? And the hint that I will give you is it comes from the interaction of the two.
Yeah, it's a good idea to love and listen. Not just.
Are there any other questions?
Like, Isaac told me to pray for his daughters. He has three daughters. And the oldest one is getting to be 4 years old, and that's almost too old to have babies. And I thought, God sending them a godly man who loves them and who they love. And if I my son just got married.
Mazel tov.
She was so cute because I always said, Genevieve,
what's going on?
Why aren't you married?
I wish you all a beautiful evening. And our next class will be questions and answers at 7 o'clock West Coast time. Shalom to everyone.
Tonight.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
You're welcome.